In Jerusalem today, a man boarded a crowded bus during morning rush hour and detonated nail-studded explosives, killing at least 20 people, including himself, and demolishing the bus. More than 40 people were wounded. Among the casualties were students on their way to school. This was the first suicide bombing in Jerusalem in more than 2 months, and one of the deadliest in years. NPR's Linda Gradstein visited the scene.
The explosion shattered the bus just before 8 a.m. local time, peeling off the roof and sides and leaving the bus a denuded metal frame. Sarit Yahalom was in her house about 100 yards from the explosion. The force of the blast threw her mother out of bed and she woke up screaming.
We knew. I mean, you learn to recognize the sound of a bomb or a shooting.
She says her mother has been taking tranquilizers ever since she witnessed a suicide bombing last year. Her mother ran out of the house toward the explosion, Yahalom following her. She says her first thought was for her family.
My sister used this bus to go to the center of the town, and she left like 20 minutes before. So we immediately called her, and she's okay. But you want to know that everybody's okay.
Police in Jerusalem had announced a high alert last night following intelligence information that a suicide bomber had entered Jerusalem. The Jerusalem police chief said it was not clear if this was the bomber the information pointed to, and police remain on the lookout for other attackers. Police spokesman Gil Kleinman says 100% success is impossible.
We're in the middle of a war, and it's a war that's on the home front. Every area, every home, every street, every bus is under attack. So while we can't be in every place and we can't guarantee 100% security, we can say that we'll give 100% effort, and that's what we've been doing, and we've had our successes.
Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon made a rare visit to the site of the attack. He stood looking at a row of covered bodies. What kind of a Palestinian state are they talking about, Sharon said. This terrible thing is the continuation of Palestinian terrorism, and we must fight against it, he said. Palestinian Authority Cabinet Minister Saeb Barakat condemned the attack.
We need to resume full cooperation, and we believe that the only way to stop this and the only way to provide security and peace to Palestinians and Israelis is through a resumption of a meaningful peace process, a resumption of hope in the minds of Palestinians and Israelis.
Today's attack came the day after Israel assassinated 29-year-old Walid Sabeh, who Israel says was one of the senior members of the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades. He was shot by Israeli snipers as he drove his car down the main street of his village near Bethlehem. In a leaflet distributed in Sabeh's village, the Fatah organization threatened to deal Israel what it called a fatal blow. Israeli security officials said they believe today's bomber also came from the Bethlehem area, entering Jerusalem on foot. The blast occurred in southern Jerusalem, just a few miles from Bethlehem. Yesterday, a 17-year-old Palestinian blew himself up near a border police patrol, killing only himself. Prime Minister Sharon today held consultations on Israel's response. Hardliners in the Israeli government are demanding a new Israeli offensive in the West Bank, similar to a six-week invasion that began in March. Jerusalem Mayor Ehud Olmert.
I'm definitely in favor of an active military action by Israel, and I'm not in favor of just waiting and sitting here until another one will come.
President Bush is preparing a major policy speech on the Middle East. Reports in the Israeli media say he's expected to call for a provisional Palestinian state and a regional Mideast peace conference. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.